Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hello, Power Achievers. Happy New Year. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Designing Your Life Today on this magnificent Monday. Many of you are still on vacation because New Year's Day fell on a Sunday, so people are taking off Monday. Either way, I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening in because I know that you are ready to be bodacious in 2017. You guys, it's time to get bold. If you missed our show on Friday, you want to go back and listen to it because I explained some of the things that are coming up in 2017. So you want to be in the know. Good stuff is going to happen. I'm telling you. Our topic for today is Born to Achieve. That's what we're going to talk about because this is a brand new year. You guys are raring to go. Our theme for this year is all about being bodacious, meaning bold and audacious. Miss Friday show, go listen to it. You'll get the full explanation there. And it is so necessary for us to make that decision and to be prepared to commit to it and stick with it all year long. I'm telling you, there's some great rewards that will come with that. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about you being born to achieve. Listen, we're all born to achieve, and a lot of people don't believe that. Why? Because they're thinking, well, if I was born to achieve, then why is my life like it is? Or why is it so difficult? Or why am I not achieving? Or why am I not excited about getting up in the morning to go to work, to go to this job? What is this all about? Well, throughout 2017, we're going to learn how to be bold. We're going to learn how to really just step out there and be our most amazing self. So it's not about you holding back any longer. So whatever your questions are, they're going to get answered on Designing Your Life Today. I can assure you of that. But with that being said, I've got three questions for you guys that you want to kind of pay attention to. Because when we talk about the fact that we're all born to achieve, then the first question that would come to mind is, well, then what does it take? If I am born to achieve, then hey, what do I need to do to make that happen? Well, in a nutshell, it takes you remembering what your purpose is. Everything else is secondary. I know if you say, well, I'm married, but my family's first. Listen, no, God's first, then your family. And when God is first, because he's in us, what that means is you are going to put your purpose out front. Your purpose is going to be first and foremost in your life. So you're going to focus on that. Now, if you're married, that does not give you, or it's not an excuse to neglect your family. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that it is important that you discover that purpose, that you tap into that purpose, and that you find a way to allow that purpose to unfold so that you can let it kind of live through you, and so that you can live it out. And while at the same time, hey, you still got to deal with life. You still got to take care of the things, your responsibilities. And here's the beautiful part about it. As you start to allow your purpose to unfold and you really step into that and you make that very firm, strong, clear commitment that, hey, I'm going to live my purpose and do what it is I came here to do, then you're going to find that you're going to be provided for. That's just kind of how it works. I don't make this stuff up, and I didn't make up the rules. I'm just saying. And you know what? With that being said, I got a couple of quotes that I want to share with you guys that would support what it is I am saying. Now, this one says, if you bring forth what is inside you, what you bring forth will save you. If you don't bring forth what is inside you, what you don't bring forth will destroy you. And that was said by Jesus. So inside us, we have some amazing gifts and talents. So you have an amazing purpose or several purposes that you are supposed to bring forth and carry out in this life. And now this goes beyond just a purpose, because with that amazing purpose comes the your kindness, your gentleness, your faith, your tolerance, and your love and patience. Because in order for you to really make all of these things happen, you've got to put those great fruits of the Spirit into action. And sometimes people don't want to hear that, but listen, I want every single person to achieve. I want every single person to be excited about their life, to be so excited when they wake up in the morning until they don't know what they're going to do with themselves. Okay, they kind of know, but they're excited about the idea that they get to do it. And so I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to not tell you the truth about success. There are a lot of speakers and teachers out there who shy away from talking about things that involve your spiritual side. I don't do religion. That's not my thing, you guys. However, I do believe that without a strengthened spirit, because your spirit is there, it's with you always. So without a strengthened spirit, I think that we have a really difficult time achieving, and a difficult time activating our discipline and activating all of the energies that we need to activate so that we can move our life forward, meaning activating our gratitude. And I have to tell you, it's something that requires work. I am not going to let you guys think that, oh, it's so super easy and I just got it all made and oh, I'm so perfect. No, I got to tell you, I have to work at things in my life. But here's the thing. I made a commitment to never, ever, 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 ever give up, never stop, to always focus on going for the highest and best. Why? Because I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am born to achieve. And see, achievement, it's going to bring you some great things, but achievement is not just about the great things. It's about the greatness that you put into the lives of others. And I don't want to kind of shy away from the fact that you're going to reap some serious rewards for doing that. And that includes a lot of stuff, you know, some more monies. That includes the highest and best, the car that you want, the house that you want. People always say, oh, you know, it's all about things. Let me tell you, don't shy away from that. There's a reason why these things are made, because you are supposed to have the highest and best. You are supposed to have the things that you want. So don't pretend you don't want them. What is that? Get away from that. Anyway, here's another quote that I want to share with you that kind of supports the idea that we are in fact born to achieve, and that we are in fact here to serve a purpose. Now, this one is by Rumi, and it says, there's one thing in this world which you must never forget to do. Human beings come into this world to do particular work, and the desire for that work has been put in every heart. That work is their purpose, and each is specific to the person. If you forget everything else and not this, there's nothing to worry about. If you remember everything else and forget your true work, then you will have done nothing in your life. Okay, those are the people who aren't happy. And, you know, I got to tell you guys, as a kind of a confession, if you will, not that I have to confess to you guys, but I'm in a kind of confession mood. I can look back on my life and I can see that every time that I was unhappy, or where things weren't working out, or where I just kind of felt like I had a dark cloud following me around, it was because I took my eye off the prize. And what's the prize? The prize was me delivering my amazing purpose and carrying that purpose out and operating in that purpose. Because right now, I am using one of my gifts and talents with you guys by sharing information on Designing Your Life Today, because I put this information together. I do the research. And then, of course, I talk and share, and I love talking. Can you tell that I love talking? I see your heads nodding. I see that. Yeah, I do. All right. I don't really see it, but I kind of see it. Let's press on. the point that I'm making here is that when I'm focused on my purpose, I'm excited. And right now I am super excited because I love doing this podcast and I love sharing information that will help people do life with power, that will help people understand how amazing they are, that will help people finally get clarity on the fact that they are born to achieve. So the first question has been answered. The question is, what does it take? Now, if you say, well, if this is all it takes, what's the big deal about this? Here are three things that, well, might have stopped people from moving forward with this in 2016 and have stopped people for years prior to that. The first thing is you allowed someone to get into your head and you believed what they said about you. You let what people say cause you to kind of back up, or you're afraid that people are going to talk about you. And if you want to move to a higher level in life, a higher consciousness, and do more and serve more and be better, and you perhaps were not that amazing person that you now have come to the realization that you are, you perhaps are afraid that people are going to say, well, I remember when he was this, I remember when she was that. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's their issue, not yours. Press on, move forward. I can't think of anybody who's never done anything wrong or anything that they shouldn't have done or anything. Okay, that might be a little bit embarrassing. All right, I'm being polite. That might be really a lot embarrassing. And I can't think of anybody who has not made a mistake. Okay, so my point that I'm making here with you guys is that don't let somebody get into your head. Don't let someone, whatever story someone put into your head, whether you were a child, as an adult, or whatever, tune it out. Make a decision. You are born to achieve. You are built by design to win. Doesn't matter. So that's one of the things that may have stopped you. Here's another one. You went for it. You actually said, you know what? Someone talked me into it. Somebody said I could be good at this. And you stepped out there and you failed big time. Well, here is something that you want to consider. Just because we have a talent, it doesn't mean that we can just step out there and make it happen. Okay, there's a gestation period, hence the law of gestation. So there's a gestation period, and we're going to talk about all of these different laws over time. Yes, it is coming back. Our segment where we talk about universal laws, universal spiritual laws. So we're going to bring that back. We're kind of back on track now. I know I've been on vacation for a while, huh? Seems like it. I had fun though. Let's move on. Okay, so you went for it and you failed. And the thing is, you either didn't wait long enough or give it enough time, or you truly didn't focus on it. You kind of went lukewarm, one foot in, one foot out, because your confidence really wasn't where you needed it to be so that you could achieve. And here's the other one. You may not have sharpened your skills that's connected to your gift or talent. See, singers who are great singers, they practice. They already have the gift, but in order to become better, they practice. And I have to tell you, if you don't practice, you kind of don't sound as good as you used to. Take it from me. I don't sing as much as I used to. When I was singing all the time because it was my job in the military, you know, my voice was amazing. Once I got out of the military, I didn't sing as much. And it's still a good voice, but yeah, it ain't phenomenal like it used to be. Anyway, okay, yeah, I gave myself that pat on the back. That's another thing. We're being bold. Pat yourself on the back. So if you went for it and you failed, this time make a decision that you're going to get back in the game, but that you're going to do what it takes, that you're going to make that strong commitment. And guess what? If you failed, you kind of know what it is you don't know now. So make the decision that you're going to learn it, connect with the right people, and don't put yourself in this silly little box. You know, in America, I have to say, I love this country, but I got to be honest with you. In this country, we make everything about race and gender, and that's ridiculous. Here's the thing. Money is green. So if you're in business to make money, and you can offer a great service, it doesn't matter what that person's gender is. It doesn't matter what that person's ethnic background is. None of these things matter. Not only, and then she said, well, you know, I'm just in the business of service without making money. I don't know of anybody who does that, but just hypothetically, then same thing still applies. The object of the game is to really be excited about your talent, to really just kind of be all, get the warm fuzzies when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to you being your most amazing self. That's what it's about, you guys. I don't care what color a person is. I will help if I can. Okay. And If they're willing to work with me, I want to work with them. If they're willing to pay the price, meaning do the work, among other things, then hey, get in the game. Let's do this. Let's win. Because here's the beautiful part. When we all live in like the same country, one of the things that happens is when that person wins and I win and you win, we're all winning together. But then if we all stay split up based on the color of our skin, we limit our resources. We limit our ability to stretch far and wide. We limit what you're doing is you're actually segregating your talent. I'm only going to use it with this group over here because of ridiculous. And do not blame the president. People blaming the president for what? He's not in charge of your life. You are. Anyway, don't get me on that. All right, I'm going to do my best this year to limit my whole political soapbox thing. I don't know if I can, but we'll see what happens. I have fun with it. All right, so the first one, we're talking about the three things that might have stopped you. First one was someone got into your head and you believed them. The second one was you went for it and failed. The third is that you ran into one obstacle after another and you convinced yourself that it wasn't meant to be. Obstacles often pop up to make us stronger, to make us dig deeper, to make us commit, to bring out something amazing in us. So it's not always, oh, I ran into some obstacles, so it wasn't meant to be. Be honest with yourself. Did you do the work? Did you learn something new? I mean, you want to be honest with you. This is how you get to the achievement level in life. This is what makes it exciting. And designing your life, we're going to do our best to kind of keep you guys on the straight and narrow. Okay, no, we're going to do our best to help you guys tap into your own motivation by providing you with some inspiration. Okay, you know what? This is 2017. On Designing Your Life Today, we've declared that it is time to be bodacious. Yes, I thought about this long and hard. I prayed about it and it didn't go away. So I said, you know what? I'm going with it. So we're going to be bold. It's just time to get bold, you guys. You know, if you want to earn more money, this is the show that you want to listen to. This is the podcast you want to hang out with. You want to share this with your team. If you're in direct sales, you want to share this with your friends and family members. Because guess what? We are all about winning. And this is all about winning and in the sense that you are delivering your highest and best. And at the same time, you are evolving into that most amazing person that you already are. You're letting it come out. You're showing it. And that means becoming an energetic entrepreneur. I like that. This is the year of the energetic entrepreneur and Designing Your Life Today. And you can't be an energetic entrepreneur if you are so not bodacious. So it's about being bold, pulling out those stops. And listen, you guys, hang out with us. Hey, we're going to give you the energetic boost to make that happen. That's right. You know what? It's time for you to be bold. And all year long on Designing Your Life Today, we're going to help you with that. And I'm going to have some fun doing that. All right, let's get on with the next question so that we can kind of wrap it up. I know some of you are still on vacation, but you guys are ready to make it happen, right? So the next question is, are you prepared to win? That's a question most people blurt out. Yes, I want to win. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. The proof is always in the following things. Number one, your actions will tell the truth about that. If you are truly ready to win. I mean, are your goals set? And let me tell you, setting goals, this is not rocket science. You know, you can write down your top three goals. You could jot that down on one sheet of paper. Let's not make that harder than it has to be. You know, I'm a goal achievement strategist. So my thing is to help you achieve. Okay. You get to set your own goals. And I do help you validate your goals and examine your goals and so that you can be excited about it and not waste your time chasing down the rabbit hole. Any of you guys who ever saw Alice in Wonderland or read the book, she went down the rabbit hole. Total waste of time. I'm here to help you not waste your time, right? It's all about the year of the energetic entrepreneur. And if you say, I'm not an entrepreneur, why am I listening to this? You know why you're listening to this? Because there's something more that you want. You want to increase your income. And I could tell you, if you work for someone else, you are not going to go to the next level. Okay, let me rephrase that. If you work for someone else, you will not be in control of when you receive a raise. You're not going to be in control of when you get the monies that you really want to get in the time frame that you want them. As an entrepreneur, you can make that happen if you put certain systems in place. Now, I don't want to like sell you a pipe dream that, oh no, I'm going to become an entrepreneur on Monday, and on Tuesday, all the money is going to be right where I need it. Now, got to do some work. Anyway, back to the question. The question was, are you prepared to win? First telltale sign, your actions will tell you. Second one, your mindset will tell you also. And the third one, investing in your growth will tell you. Are you prepared to do that? Now, when we talk about investing in your growth, I'm not just talking about money. Is that a part of it? Yeah, it is. But I'm talking about your time. You know, investing in your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being, developing all four of your power cores. Okay, so developing those, they're kind of at the center of you, so to speak. Okay, not literally. And I kind of come up with like this visual thing where I call them cords, C-O-R-D-S. And I do that for visual effect, because just imagine you have to pull on these cords and you pull on all four of them to kind of raise yourself up to be your most amazing self. Well, if one of them are weak or snapped or broken or popped or has no attention and it's gotten rusted, you know, or old or whatever, dry rotted, then you know what? You're going to have some challenges achieving. But the beautiful part about us as human beings, we're resilient. When you make up your mind to win, and then you can strengthen all four of those power cords and pull yourself up and become that amazing person and prove that you are, in fact, born to achieve. So are you willing to invest in your growth? And as I said, this includes more than just money. But it also includes money. I mean, goodness, how can you grow and how can you become better if perhaps you don't have a gym membership, unless you have the discipline to work out at home, or if you don't have the right health supplements, or if you don't have read the right books and things that will expand your thinking and broaden your horizon. So these things cost money. Here's the good news. It doesn't cost a lot of money. No, really, it doesn't. And you want to make those connections. You want to position yourself so that you can, in fact, achieve at your highest level. This is 2017. This is your year to be bold. Are you prepared to take up that challenge? Oh, I see heads nodding again. You guys know I create those nodding heads in my head, right? I got a serious imagination. Okay, so that was the second question. Just as a recap, the first question was, what does it take? The second question was, are you prepared to win? And you know what? The final question is, are you ready to boldly achieve? So what does that mean when I ask you, are you ready to boldly achieve? How do you know if you're ready to boldly achieve? First of all, it means being authentic. Why are you here on this earth? Are you prepared to step into that role, to let it come out, to stop hiding it, to please the rest of the world, to make everybody else happy? The second one is learning how to project self-confidence. Listen, when you're ready to boldly achieve, you're going to confidently go towards your goals, and you're not going to let anyone or anything stop you. You are going to make it happen. And you're going to connect with the right people. You're going to connect with the right information. You are going to do what it takes. And you are going to renew your mind every single day so that you can remind yourself that, listen, I am ready to make it happen. I want to boldly achieve. This is my year in 2017 to be bodacious. Love that word. You guys go listen to Friday's show so you can get the full explanation. Okay. And the third one, that will prove if you're ready to boldly achieve, is that you are committed to building your self-esteem. Most people don't like to hear that because they're like, oh, my self-esteem is just fine. I'm so fine. I'm great. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you are not living the lifestyle that you were meant to live, if you're not getting the things that you want, if you're constantly wishing, wanting, hoping, praying, you know, for things and nothing's happening, yeah, we got to do a little bit of work on the self-esteem. I'm just saying, okay, hey, don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, and the fourth one that will prove if you're ready to boldly achieve is, hey, you have shaken off 2016's dust. And if you haven't, you can do that right now while you're listening to this show. Make the commitment that you're going to shake off 2016's dust, and you are going to be prepared to release your dynamic personality. You are not going to hold back. You're going to transition into this most amazing person. And so what does all that mean? Well, first of all, you said, well, you know, I had some things happen in 2016 and I really didn't like those things. Well, the first thing you want to do, it doesn't mean you ignore. When we talk about shaking off the dust, it doesn't mean that you ignore it. It means that, first of all, you accept the fact that, hey, these are the experiences that I had. And then you want to say, you know what? How did I respond to it? What lessons can I learn from it? What was it trying to say to me? Why did these kinds of things happen? Why did I not rise up to achieve the goals that I said I was going to achieve? What is going on with me? And you got to really be honest with yourself. And then you have to take a look at the fact that some of those things that you perhaps were trying to control that you had no control over, for example, timing is everything. And sometimes in the interest of trying to control time, we actually stifle ourselves and we don't make our goals happen. So you have to pay attention to what you can control. And that's where sometimes being a plan B person comes into play. Now, when I say plan B, I'm not talking about, oh no, if I fail at my life's work, I'll do something else. That's not what I'm saying. Plan B says, if I can't control this, then I'm going to back up and go and look at the fruit of the Spirit called patience. And I'm going to be patient and I'm going to seek for answers. Okay, that's what happens during your meditation time. And then you want to come into the present. You're in 2017 now. So get into the present moment. And as I've said a few times throughout this podcast today, you actually want to connect with the right people. You got to connect, you guys. This is one of the things nobody achieves by themselves. I don't care who they are, millionaires, multimillionaires. If they said they're self-made, yeah, they made that up from the beginning to the end. Probably not intentionally, but no one is self-made. I'm just saying. All right. First of all, okay, we're not going to go into the fact that your parents got together. All right. We're not going to go into that, but you get it. So nobody's self-made from beginning to end. All right. We all need help to go from one level to the next. So be prepared to make the transition. Shake that dust off. You're in 2017 now. Come into the present moment and let's make some great things happen. As I wrap up for today, I just want to remind you that you were born to achieve. So get your goals ready. And I want you to put the focus on building your best life this year, because you were built by design to win. And guess what? This is your year to do life with power. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And we are going to bring you some amazing things throughout this year. So hang out with us. Remember to stop our Facebook page, facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Check me out on Twitter under my name, Pat Council. I'm on Instagram, Pinterest under Pat Council, and LinkedIn under Pat Council. So check us out, Designing Your Life Today, and also check me out, Pat Council. Let's hang out. Let's make some great things happen. And let's really get to doing life with power. This is the year to be bodacious. Stay tuned for some really great things that are coming up. I'm going to be announcing them this week. Really, I am. Good stuff. You guys enjoy this magnificent Monday.